This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Joe Biden said on Friday the U.S. economic crisis was deepening and that the government needs to take major action now to help struggling Americans. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The White House concedes the executive actions are just a lifeline to keep hurting families afloat. At a signing ceremony, Biden says economists of all stripes are telling him federal spending can help ease the economic crisis that's grown out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
With the interest rates as low as they are, historic lows, it is smart fiscal investment, including deficit spending.
And he says it will pay off.
Return on these investments in jobs and racial equity is going to prevent long-term economic damage and benefits that are going to far surpass their cost.
Biden's executive actions aim to get assistance flowing while Congress begins to consider his $1.9 trillion aid package. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump on the charge of incitement of insurrection will begin on the week of February 8th. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The schedule was announced by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says the House Monday will transmit the article of impeachment to the Senate.
Both the House managers and the defense will have a period of time to draft their legal briefs.
The former president's charged with incitement of insurrection. Schumer says it's important for the trial to take place despite GOP objections.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
This will be the first impeachment trial of a president no longer in office, which Republican allies suggest is a pointless effort. Jackie Quinn,